I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. When you think whiskey, you think scotch, right? I mean, the Scottish have been distilling the stuff for hundreds of years. But go back a bit more than a century, you'd have found a few whiskey distilleries in London. And now there's a new one starting up. A band of young whiskey enthusiasts is taking some inspiration from the micro-distilling boom in the U.S., and they're bringing whiskey back. Reporter Katie Bilboa reports from London.
In a quiet corner of southwest London sits Testbed One. It's a converted Victorian factory, just footsteps away from the River Thames. Inside lives an Arabian art gallery, a cocktail bar, an event space, and Christina and Matilda, two glistening copper pot stills. They're the pride and joy of the London Distillery Company. Christina is already producing London gin, and in the next few months, Matilda will be fired up to produce the first whiskey in the city for over a century.
You think whiskey, you think rolling hills and heather and all sorts of stuff. For us, when we're talking urban, we're really, really speaking urban. It's helped us to shape the company itself and the image and what we're trying to present.
Andrew McLeod-Smith used to be a North Sea oil engineer. He's now the London Distillery Company's head distiller.
So here we've got some black cardamom. It's actually from India.
The white-tiled gin room is a bit like a mad scientist's laboratory. In fact, everything about this place is an experiment. The gin is produced through a unique combination of traditional and vacuum distilling. And because they're not bound by the rules governing whisky production in Scotland, they don't have to use oak casks to age their spirit. So founder Darren Rook is looking to the past for inspiration about barleys, yeasts and cask materials.
So suddenly you've got this little catalogue of potential historical spirits made on very modern, innovative equipment.
The big question then, of course, is what will London whisky taste like?
We do expect something a little bit lighter and a bit more floral and fruity.
So is McLeod-Smith turning his back on his Scottish roots?
God. I'm a massive whiskey fan. There's so many distilleries up there that are doing fantastic things. Down here, because we're on a much more manageable scale, where we are, and when I say we, I mean actually physically Darren and I, are controlling absolutely everything from the grain that comes in all the way through the process to what goes into the cask at the end of the day. And it's part of the romance of craft distilling.
And what do Scotch producers make of this London potential upstart? Campbell Evans is with the Scotch Whisky Association, which represents nearly all of Scotland's distilleries. He says they're not quaking in their boots just yet.
We've competed with whiskies made all over the world very successfully. We welcome that competition. We're delighted people are talking about Scotch whisky, and I look forward to find out how London whisky develops in the years ahead.
Back at Testbed One, they still have to clear through some bureaucracy before they can start production. But the team is hoping to bring Matilda to life in the fall, producing around 60 casks of whiskey a year.
It's going to be an incredible moment to actually have London's first whiskey for over 110 years. I think our first cask we'll plan to lay down for quite a while.
If they can get things moving, the London Distillery Company's whiskey, which is as yet unnamed, will be available in 2016. For those who can't wait, Dodds Gin is on sale in the UK now, and should be available on the East Coast this fall. For The World, I'm Katie Bilboa in London.